Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Wayback Playback, episode number 313, as this week we bring you the first hour of WWF Royal Rumble 1991. Hello, you people. I am Pat McNeil. Normally, I would be joined by the other half of the podcasting tag team champions of time and space, Mr. Jim Valley. Jim has been very busy this past week. As a matter of fact, he's been in the ICU in Seattle most of the week. As we're recording this. So once again, filling in is our good friend and often guest host and sponsor, Ken Banks of Ken and Tex Pet Care of Bangor, Maine. Ken, are you ready to hop into the Wayback Machine, go back to 1991 and see WWE before Thunderdome?
I'm going to do my damnedest at being a poor man's Jim Valley, Pat.
Okay, so here's what happened. You know, you may not understand this, but Jim texted me a week ago Monday, which I guess as you're listening, this is like 13 days ago, and said, hey, you know, text Pat, I'm going into the hospital. Don't tell anybody. You know, I'll be out as soon as I can. And I said, okay. So, you know, and this sort of continued. So Wednesday, which would be like, you know, 4 days ago, his wife Carrie posted, you know, hey, Jim's in the ICU, and I had heard that, you know. And I had already sort of heard that, yeah, Jim's in the ICU. He's been there for like at least since Monday, and you know he really needs some positive vibes. I think that's pretty much exactly what she said. And you know and she posted that on Facebook, and I sort of reposted that on Twitter. And I think the Figure Four posted an update, and Bruce Mitchell posted something, and everybody, you know. Everybody was alarmed, and I think so I was alarmed too, because generally that's not good news obviously Jim didn't want to tell anybody he was in there, and Carrie's saying, you know, hey, we need some positivity here. So, yeah. So as of Friday, I reposted this from Carrie. It was on Facebook. I have been getting lots of requests for Jim Valley update. His progress is very slow, as he's a seriously complicated case with so many departments involved. He's getting great care from a large team of doctors. I'm looking forward to the day when he can make these posts himself. In the meantime, keep the positive energy coming. I've been reading him all the messages every day, and I know he can hear me. Thank you, team. Yeah, thanks, Team Valley. Mm. And I retweeted pretty much everything that every nice thing that everybody said about Jim, so it could be there in one place. And so Jim is hearing and getting read all of your text messages and all of your, you know, and all of your tweets. He has been in the ICU. He has an autoimmune issue, which he's discussed not only on this show, but on a couple other different podcasts. And he's been, you know, near death, at least three times that I can think of. And he contracted pneumonia, and pneumonia with an autoimmune issue, while everybody else is focused on this other autoimmune issue called COVID, which Jim does not have, by the way. It's made things rough for him, but I understand that he's doing slightly better on Friday night than he did on Wednesday night. And that's really all, that's really as much as I can say. And I don't know how things are going to be on Sunday when this comes out.
Basically. Well, yeah. We take the little victories where we can, right?
Yes, we will. We'll be doing something for Jim later on in the program after we deal with all of this stuff. Let's see, business. Oh yeah, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Put some more good stuff up this week. If you were not behind the paywall with us when we did Royal Rumble 98 and the 1990 Starcade, those are up there now, and I think those are a lot of fun. And hopefully by the time next week's episode comes out, pretty much all the back episodes will be up there, which will be good. Yes, that's necessary. We're almost there, though, so very glad of that. Oh, and Chartable, we got rankings. We've moved up in India. We're now the 511th most listened to podcast in India, which I think is a big deal. We also, for those of you keeping score, we are also on the charts this week in the U.S., Canada, France, Great Britain, and Italy. So that's good stuff. And you know,
have we ranked in the Philippines yet?
No, I'm pretty sure we have not. That's not one of our. We've ranked in 17 countries so far, if you count America. So, but not the Philippines yet. I'm patient. I think we can get to all of them.
I think we're going to get there. I don't know if you know this, Pat, but I am huge in the Philippines.
You are? Okay.
I am. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's what we needed here. All right. Yeah. So yeah, Royal Rumble 191 won the poll, and this is our 6th anniversary, 6 years of the, 6 years of this podcast. We're about to start season 7 here.
No kidding.
That's true. So yeah, so at the start of the first season, the first show was us doing the first pay-per-view, which was the Wrestling Classic, 1985. And then for the first anniversary, we did pick a show from 1986, which would be the big event. For 97, I think we did the first Survivor Series. For 87. 88 was Starrcade 88. 89 was, what was 89? What did we do for 89? I want to say that was SummerSlam 89. 1990, we did that Clash of Champions, Clash 12 with Sting and the Black Scorpion. As you know, everybody loves the Black Scorpion. And so the vote was in, and Paul Hanley suggested a show from 1991, which is the Royal Rumble of 91. And that won by a surprisingly large margin. So the listeners win twice in a row. And congratulations to them. And here we are. Let's pick this up. January 19th, 1991. And it's Saturday, January 19th, 1991. Yes, they did this pay-per-view on a Saturday. The reason, I'm pretty sure the reason was to avoid, going head-to-head with the NFL playoffs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that was a good idea, I think.
Makes total sense.
It's at the Miami Arena in Miami, Florida. And let me see if I can find, it might be a while before I can find the actual attendance, because I was looking for that, and I don't know that it was, I know it's up online somewhere, but I haven't. I know that in the dark match, it was Jerry Sags of the Nasty Boys defeating Sam Houston.
And oh, God.
What a thrill that must have been to be in attendance for that. I'm expecting that to be a hidden gem coming out here to the WWE Network. At some point.
Something should remain hidden.
16,000 in attendance for this, by the way. Okay. That's a pretty good. Yeah, nobody's going to complain about that. All right, so the previous night was Friday night, and WWF had two shows. The A show was in Richmond, Virginia, and on that show it was Sergeant Slaughter defeating Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and in the main event, the WWF champion, the Ultimate Warrior, defeated the Macho King Randy Savage. Yeah. Okay, so that's good. The B show was in Lakeland, Florida, which is, it's on the other side of the state from Miami, but still they're in the same state. On that show, it was the Intercontinental Champion, Mr. Perfect, defeating the Big Boss Man, and Hulk Hogan beating Earthquake. No major surprises there. Let's see. WCW, they had their show on Saturday the 19th in Charlottesville, Virginia. And on that show, it was the team of Arn Anderson and Barry Windham defeating the WCW Tag Team Champions Doom by disqualification. And in the main event, the WCW champion Ric Flair defeated Sting. Let's see. And at 6:05 Eastern on Saturday night on TBS Superstation, January 19th, the main event was the television champion Tom Zink defeating Master Blaster Blade, who you might remember as Al Green, the dog Al Green from later in WCW. No, I'm not.
I do remember that, actually.
I'm not making that up, but that was, that was back when you pretty much had one match on the show that was a main event. And that was pretty much, quite a strategy. Okay, what's going on in pro wrestling news? Well, obviously the news broke that on January 11th in the Meadowlands, January 11th, 1991, Ric Flair beat Sting to become a 7-time NWA World Champion. What got written up in the newsletters is that the original plan, they originally asked Sting to lose to the Black Scorpion, Ric Flair under a mask, at Starrcade 1990. Really, that happened, and apparently Sting and Ric Flair both agreed, no, let's not do that.
So those cooler heads prevailing.
Yeah, no kidding. Sting they didn't feel was doing good enough box office, so Ric Flair got it. Meanwhile, according to the Wrestling Observer, the Iraqi embassy is demanding that Vince McMahon stop mentioning Saddam Hussein on WWF television in connection with Sergeant Slaughter's character.
No kidding.
I am not making this up. This apparently ran in the actual Wrestling Observer.
Wow.
And also news breaks out that one of the big stars from Japan, Genichiro Tenryu of SWS is going to be in a match at WrestleMania 7, and he was, by the way.
Mm.
Yes, he was. It was kind of low on the card, and he was teaming with Koji Kitao, and they were fighting Demolition. But he was on the main show. Yeah.
No kidding. Okay.
Also, there's a blurb about how they're like 70 or 80,000 seats short of filling up the LA Coliseum for WrestleMania 7. But you know the walk up will save it.
Yeah, I remember that very well. I actually didn't know they had switched. I mean, I was only 15 at the time. Right. I was an idiot. I didn't know that they had switched locations yet. So when I was watching the pay per view live, I'm looking at it going, That just doesn't look like 100,000 people, but well, what do I know?
That's right. And it wasn't, so you were correct.
It was not.
As you may have heard, Wayback Playback has its own Patreon site. Go to patreon.com/waybackplayback and subscribe to get access to all of our archives. She's going on over 300 episodes. Ken, we're filling it out rapidly. You also get the new episodes in advance and commercial free, which I'm told a lot of people like for some reason.
Absolutely, I think that they do. Although when you do that, you're going to miss a lot of my advertisements. But I suppose I can allow that. That's okay.
True, but it all works out to the best. Plus, what have we added this week? Well, we've added that Saturday night's main event from I believe October of 1985 with the Hulk Hogan Nikolai Volkov flag match, one of the first episodes Jim and I did when we were behind the paywall. We have also added, and you'll enjoy this, WrestleMania 19, all 4 hours of WrestleMania 19. It seemed like the show was longer, but really, it was only 4 hours, Ken.
Hmm. Do you remember when WWF pay-per-views were actually only 4 hours long?
Yes, I think that's happening this summer, but that's another story.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yes. If you've missed our previous episodes, you can go watch SummerSlam 98 is finally up, The Highway to Hell, the legendary Austin versus Undertaker match. That's a popular show. Plus, we also have bonus matches like the one Ken and I are about to tape, and old episodes of stuff that Jim and I did together at our previous home. It's all there, and you can get it for as little as $4.50 a month for early access, ad-free episodes, and the entire Wayback Playback archives. Bonus episodes, bonus content, shout-outs, and all that stuff. That's part of the Black Scorpion tier. That's $10 a month. And there's also information about how you can become an advertiser here on Wayback Playback, which will make you almost as famous as Ken.
Almost as famous. I mean, look, people, Jim and Pat put a lot into this. You know, every single week they're recording these shows. They give you so much content, and they have given you so much content consistently now for years. Just throw a few cents their way. My goodness, if anyone deserves it, they do.
Oh, thank you, Ken. That's sweet. Also, we have up... Well, Jim wasn't there for this, but when we covered the last Nitro with Scott Passner and Bradley Craig filling in for Jim, and the last Nitro was a very special moment. Let's see, NWA Clash of the Champions 2, that was a big show. The 2001 King of the Ring, remember Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon killing each other?
I remember that vaguely.
Yes, plus some fantastic bonus matches, including, of course, Pat Patterson versus Kamala, which from a couple of weeks ago. It's the only place you can get to it, patreon.com/waybackplayback. Check it out.
Heck yes.
Okay, yeah. So if we could all head over to Royal Rumble 1991 on the WWE Network. And I am at 0 minutes and 0 seconds, and I have a black screen there. Your mileage might vary, as we understand. Okay. Yep, it's going to be, here we go, the 1991 Royal Rumble. And we're all going to hit play together in 3, 2, 1. All right, there we go. The American flag.
Mm.
Yes. I've got closed captioning on. Okay. Well, might as well. I think I'll boost it up a little bit because I don't need it. Yes. Oh, and there's the Fink, Howard Finkel. Our national anthem being sung by, okay, I don't know who this is yet.
was singing the national anthem at this show.
I did not watch this in advance. I mean, I obviously saw it. I've seen it a couple times before, but it's that girl. No, wait, hold on.
So I don't know. Howard Finkel doesn't even get the dignity of being on camera to.
Well, no, he's ugly. You see, that was the reason for getting rid of him as ring announcer. He was not as good looking as Lillian Garcia.
Yeah.
Which, you know, guilty. I guess.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Good thing none of these people are disrespecting the national anthem at any time.
No, that's right.
Right?
No, there's nobody's kneeling.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly have that, but that guy can hold his drink and
drink, that's okay. Well, that's American also, I'm sure.
There is nothing more American than
holding a giant flag, looking at the camera. Yeah, that's good.
And holding a giant sign.
And of course not knowing the words. That's always nice. Well, in fairness, I don't think they had a big screen to put the words up on.
Probably not. But man, those little Hulkamaniacs should be removing their
or eating right. a pretzel. Yeah. Nothing's more American than a good soft pretzel.
That is quite true.
Actually, that's true. So, all right. Well, that was emotional and all American. Yeah. By the way, we are getting close to another war in January 1991. Where the Iraq invaded Kuwait and the U.S. Since they liked Kuwait and liked getting oil from Kuwait, was threatening to come in and clobber the Iraqis. So
it's a good thing we don't have those, you know, protracted nonsensical wars anymore.
That's right. It's time to rumble. Hulk Hogan's okay. Here's who's in the rumble. Hulk Hogan is in the rumble. Bret Hart's in the rumble. Okay, we're good so far. Road Warrior's in the rumble. Okay, Undertaker. Okay, I like this. And here's Tugboat.
Oh, he's my pick.
Rick Martel. Mr. Perfect. All right. Axel Jim Duggan. That's quite. All right, the late John Tenta. Saba Simba, yes.
Oh, my God. Bulldog. No.
Paul Roma. Well, he's got the best chance, obviously. Tito Santana. The Bushwhackers. Jake Roberts. The Warlord. Rawr. Okay, Demolition Smash, very good. Kerry Von Erich, yeah.
Mm.
Hawk. Jimmy Snuka. Oh, here we go, Bushwhacker Luke. Jim Neidhart, wow. Look at a lot of Hall of Famers here. And Crush.
What was I going to say?
Dino Bravo. Hammer Valentine, all right, Greg Valentine.
Is Dino Bravo in the Hall of Fame yet? Probably
no.
Probably not, I'm
That'd
guessing.
Be Shane Douglas is
Douglas.
Also not in the Hall of Fame. Brian Knobbs is in the Rumble. Haku was in the Rumble, and the Macho Man. Okay, so Brian Knobbs got in the Rumble. Jerry Sags got the dark match.
I think it's a pretty damn safe bet that Shane Douglas will never make the WWE Hall of Fame.
Are you sure? No, yeah. Okay, so yeah. Yes. Oh, by the way, Ultimate Warrior is defending the title against Sergeant Slaughter, who allegedly is the number one contender. The Dusty and Dustin Rhodes taking on Ted DiBiase and Virgil. And the Big Boss Man against the Barbarian. That's coming up later this hour. Yeah. And here we go. This is our feature. Wow, the Orient Express taking on the Rockers. A little rumble.
The half Orient Express.
Well, or as we used to call them, Bad Company when they were in the AWA. So
that's right.
All right, here we go. There's the music. There's the crowd.
Good looking crowd.
Soon. Mm. Oh well, if you can't get excited about. You know Gorilla's going to be excited about this.
Yeah, of course he is.
And Roddy Piper's here. Yay. Yeah, Jesse's already left, so.
Oh, that's right. He was gone by then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yep. Was he in WCW yet?
No. That would come in early 92.
Okay. That's right.
So we got about another year till that happens.
Fair enough.
All right. Okay, look at those. Look at that crowd. Oh, we support our armed forces. Well, okay.
It's good to know, ma'am.
All right, everybody. Yeah, people like the armed forces. Oh, he's got his and Roddy Piper has tied a yellow ribbon around his arm.
Of course, he has.
That's right.
I absolutely love his mullet right there. Like that is just
that
a
is spectacular mullet.
And I'm not even kidding.
No,
if
I know you're not.
Rock if I could rock that hairstyle right now, I absolutely would.
Yes. We were supposed to have a third person for this, but I screwed up and got the wrong date for him showing up. So we're gonna hold that over for next week if necessary. All right, here we go. Let's get to the ring for our opener. All right, here we go. Let's see. Generic Oriental music signals that Mr. Fuji is about to bring out the new and improved Orient Express.
That's right.
With Paul Diamond under a mask as Kato and Pat Tanaka.
Who is Tanaka's first partner?
Kiyo Sato.
Oh, that's right. That's right. An actual Asian man.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know. Crazy idea. But yeah.
For real.
But I mean, yeah, Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka have teamed together before, so yeah, why not?
Why not?
And they're very good at it too.
I just started and finished. I binge watched the first two seasons of Cobra Kai.
Oh, wow.
I got to tell you, Pat, I am totally in love with Cobra Kai, but I won't let it distract me from the job at hand.
Okay, yeah, well. All right, and here they are, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, they still make headlines in 2020. Let's just say that.
They certainly do, don't they?
Okay, so.
At least one of them.
Okay, so yes, Shawn Michaels, who is one of the Hall of Famer and considered one of the best wrestlers of all time, and Marty Jannetty, who killed a guy and threw him in the river. So. Allegedly.
And may have dated his own daughter.
Allegedly. All right. And Shawn Michaels takes the backdrop. Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear.
All right, but this is going to be a good match. And I don't,
anyway, the only reason I mentioned Cobra Kai is there was a joke in there about cultural appropriation. And when I see one half of the Orient Express, that Kato comes to mind.
Yes. I might have to skip my it's a sensitive time in 2020. I might have to skip my horrible impression of Mr. Fuji doing a horrible impression. So
that might be for the best.
Yeah. All right. So Kato saves Tanaka. Yep. True friends. Yes.
Oh so my God! They are going for a dive.
Yeah, that's great camera position though. See, they were ready. Yeah, everybody's into this.
And now in 2020, a dive like that's like replaced the collar and elbow.
Yeah, I know. That's people are into it though. It's the Rockers. They know what they're doing.
They sure do.
Let's see. Okay.
Evidenced by those long tights they're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
They clearly know what's up.
That's right. It's all right because they're saved by the bell.
shoot. Hope it's okay if your co-host laughs at some of your jokes.
No, that's allowed. All that's right. Allowed. Okay. All right. USA, yes. USA chance. Paul Diamond sitting there going, US. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's he knows what he is.
Isn't right. Tanaka's from
America?
He's an American, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He's just of Asian descent, so that's
Pat Tanaka is known for pretty much lying in every mainstream interview he does about something. So.
No kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I believe he is he's supposed to be related to the son of Toru Tanaka. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, no, he's a son. No, he's not. He's the son of Duke Keomuka. Oh, okay. So okay. Why he's not Pat Keomuka, I have no idea. Born in Hawaii. All right. And currently making his residence in Fargo, North Dakota.
Hmm.
Well, you know, they have a huge Asian population. No,
I was just thinking that.
I have no idea. But he can be billed from any one of a number of cities. you got a guy though who worked in WWF, WCW, ECW, AWA, and New Japan, and that part's true.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, and a terrific in-ring worker too. Very, very good.
And allegedly, at this point, he is 27 years old. That doesn't sound right.
That
might be making that part up. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, he opened a dojo. Okay. Let's see. Oh, he's got he has a wrestling school in Fargo, North Dakota. Wikipedia's saying it, and they never lie. So.
I was hoping you were going to tell me a strip mall karate dojo.
Well, I don't know. That would be pretty cool, though.
Seriously, I've been watching too much Cobra Kai.
Maybe.
Jannetty is really, really quick. Like, here in his athletic prime, wasn't he?
I mean, Jannetty, you know, the ability was never Marty's problem. His problem was, you know, well, drugs, alcohol, drugs, and drugs.
And
drugs?
Killing guys and...
Allegedly. Well, now.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
Well, Marty. You know, in fairness, they haven't found the body yet, so we can't prove anything. So here we go.
I mean, I respect the police actually looking into that and
Because they're like, you know, because it's like, how can they not? Okay, I guess we got to look into this. Yeah. Anybody know about a guy who was in a bowling alley 30 years ago? No.
Apparently, the local police didn't know that pro wrestlers from way back just say whatever the hell they want. Sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. That was a magnificent forearm.
Yes, it was. Pat Tanaka.
My God, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of guys who had talent, it really hurt the AWA to lose Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka because they were one of the few tag teams that they had left at the time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But they had, Tanaka left first to go with Sato, and then Paul Diamond came along because the AWA was pretty much dead.
And of course, they lost the guys on the other side of the ring too. They lost.
That's right, the Midnight Rockers.
The Midnight Rockers
lost them twice, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Rockers have done some. I mean, their matches in the AWA, they're legendary as well. All right, here we go. Up, tag in. There's Kato.
I love the rocker stuff in Memphis when they were heels. They were they were such good heels in Memphis, I thought.
That's true.
It was like an extended cup of coffee there, but still.
Everybody has to go through Memphis.
That's right.
I mean, Pat Tanaka went through Memphis, so why not?
And make absolutely no money.
I guess you were born too late to do that, Ken.
Yeah, I guess I was. Don't worry, I made no money for 8 years.
Right,
so.
But you never worked the Mid-South Coliseum doing it. So.
Yeah, no, I sure as hell didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Plus, Pat Tanaka held the Southern Tag Team titles with Jeff Jarrett. That's impressive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jarrett was on his way up.
Yep. Well,
he's in a Hall of Fame now. So
that's right.
What do I know?
He is. Yeah, that's true. They're not going to put him in the Impact Hall of Fame, I guess, for a while.
The Impact Hall of Fame.
Things are, they're still having issues over Impact, like losing all of Jeff Jarrett's master tapes.
Good God.
Oops. All right. The sleeper hold. And how Pat Tanaka's like, you know what? I better back up and jump off the second rope. I could have just stopped this, but
I don't have the volume up, but $100 says Monsoon just said something about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. Yeah,
that's right.
They sneak attacked them on a Sunday morning, and they were at church.
The war had been over for 37 years at this point. 36 years.
Oh, I guess 46. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. 45. Yeah. 91 minus 45.
I can't do addition.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, here we go. Oh, look at that. That's as karate chops go, that's a good looking one. And Sean's willing to sell. I mean, generally you never complain about Shawn Michaels selling. So.
No, you do.
Unless
not.
You're Hulk Hogan. Yeah. But we haven't done that show yet.
Everything Tanaka has done in this match looks solid. Like, even when he put on the rear chin lock,
I know
he was applying it in such a way it looked like a real move. Look at those right hands. They look terrific.
Yeah, we hope everybody's having a great Labor Day weekend. Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's a great way to spend Labor Day weekend. Oh, here we go. Because they canceled all the good college football games.
A moonsault.
A moonsault, yep. What a move, or as Roddy Piper called it, what a move. Oh, there we go. Oh, love that. That's nice. I don't think that, I don't know that's necessarily a Japanese counter, but there you, oh, that's a good one, too.
That is now.
That's countered. There we go, the double drop kick.
Mm.
Yes. All right, Rockers. Okay, here we go. Yeah, get over here. Yeah, this is sort of a rematch from WrestleMania 6. Kind of, except that Paul Diamond wasn't in it.
Right.
Uh-oh, look out. Come out. Oh, look at Marty. Well, there goes Marty, and there goes Sean.
Look at all these dives.
Yep. I mean, opening match to start off a pay-per-view. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Orient Express are doing Orient Express are putting them over.
I was going to say it's starting to resemble an AEW pay-per-view, but I mean,
let's not get crazy. Yeah, that was last night.
They do dives at the concession stand at AEW shows.
Yeah, so this is not our Starcast episode. Maybe next year.
Granddaddy of them all.
That's right. Starcast. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Here we go. Okay. Oh, let's get back to the headlock here. We gotta keep going, I guess.
Marty's telling him, you know, the first time I made a guy disappear, it was in a bowling alley in Poughkeepsie.
Come on, Marty. I've heard that story. There you go, Sean.
What a character. I wonder if he was always nuts like that, or if
I remember him going on the Wrestling Classics message board and talking about, you know, being on an airline and spiking, and the people ahead of him, the wrestlers spiked their drinks with GHB shaved their eyebrows, and, you know, it's like, okay, Marty. Yeah, Marty, you really don't want to be confessing to this, you know.
You really don't.
You really, you know. Stop talking, Marty. Actually, the great Marty Jannetty memory is they're doing the build for Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. So they're bringing in people to join. So, you know, they're bringing in, they're trying to humiliate Shawn by bringing in all of his former allies.
That's
so they bring in Marty Jannetty, and they're threatening to have him join Vince McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club. And Marty can't keep a straight face. He's like, this is stupid. This is, you know, you can tell Marty's like, this is so stupid. He's either this is stupid, or, man, I'm so faced. You know, I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Totally remember that now.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Jannetty and Angle actually had, didn't they have just a wicked match?
Yeah, they did.
That all the
Marty was talented. Yeah,
I just said wicked like a true
wicked
manner.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. USA. All right. Because the rules are easy. Okay. They're waving them. I think they were looking at themselves on the not so big screen. Those fans were.
Have a screen? Then,
you can see
all?
The screens up at the top of the arena. See, look at that one there.
Oh yeah. I see.
Yeah, I mean this is Miami Arena. This is like state of the art for 1991. Yeah, they had screens, I guess.
This is the big time.
Right. Now, I mean, back in that era, growing up in D.C., you had the Capitol Center, and they had the one. You know, they had the big basketball scoreboard up in the center, you know, above where the ring would be, and it had a screen on it. So, yeah.
Hmm.
That was where the big screen was. I know. Well, going to the throat. There we go. All right, they're working over Shawn Michaels again. Oh, no, the nerve pinch. Right into the esophagus, says... that's not the esophagus.
That is not even...
Maybe they're talking about something else. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought Gorilla Monsoon was the
that might have been. Well, it was. I'm reading the closed captioning. That might have been Roddy Piper, for all I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Talk about whack jobs.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. The trapezius. Okay, trapezius. Blah blah blah. All right. Yeah. Please. Telling the crowd to quiet down. That always works. Excuse me. Can you please quiet down? We're trying to wrestle a match here. Yeah. You're distracting Mr. Tanaka.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The nerve hold continues.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, you know, we, back in the day, back in the late 90s, friends and I used to go out on Monday night and go to one of the local bars, and you'd watch Raw and Nitro. You know, whatever football game was on, you watch it with the closed captioning on. And, you know, Dusty Rhodes would get on to do commentary, and you had to feel sorry for whoever was doing the closed captioning for that. It's like, oh, I just kept expecting, like, dot, 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 I quit, dot, dot, dot.
Seriously, how would you like that job? Good Lord.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, there's Marty.
Mm-hmm.
Marty, oh, there we go. There you go, Marty. All right. Oh.
Raise the roof, Marty Jannetty.
Yes. Oh, yes. Marty's waiting for the hot tag. Okay. Ooh. He's got chops.
Tanaka's offense looks so good, and Sean is such a good seller.
Yeah.
These guys are really good at what they do.
I mean, the only problem is if he had gotten hit that many times in the face, his face would be hamburger by now. But
other than that,
it takes a real man, says Roddy. Okay. There we go. And up. Sean's going to fight his way out.
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Not for long. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't quite do the flare. Oh, that was nice, though.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wow.
I got to say, Pat, I am a Pat Tanaka fan now.
I'm a Bad Company fan. It's hard to believe that they went from having Diamond Dallas Page for a manager to having Mr. Fuji as a manager. But...
right.
Yeah.
That is a bit of a juxtaposition, is it not?
Yeah, it is. All right. Sean's still taking a beating. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
Mm.
The only problem is he's got to get past Pat Tanaka to get to his corner to make the tag. Okay. All right, there's Joey Morella, your referee, and Fuji's telling him, get in there. There we go. Break it up.
The late Joey Morella, is he not?
I know, yeah.
That was more of a question.
I thought he had passed. Oh, yeah, he passed. Car accident, yes. Oh, I love that move.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, didn't do that one. Couldn't pull that one off very often, but, use the karate belt.
And Tanaka did it so well. It was very smooth. Yeah, it didn't look hokey.
There we go.
And that should have looked
Marty
stupid.
Marty Jannetty.
Speaking of looking stupid. Mm-hmm. Marty Jannetty's war dance.
Hey. Oh, wow, that was.
Oh, my.
I like the director, whoever the director was. Okay, let's take a wide shot for that second dropkick. Just to be on the safe side.
Those are a couple of the worst dropkicks I've seen.
Well, the problem wasn't the dropkicks, the fact that they sold them. You can just act like it missed, I guess. All right. A lot of these kids in the crowd are excited, Oh, here we go. I mean, this is a long opening match for a WWF show.
It really is, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. Oh, no. Oh, kick to the head. Nope, Marty. Marty somehow sort of, I slid out. I don't know what you call it.
I'm not sure I know what to call it either. Yeah,
fought his way out. I don't know. Oh, very nicely done. Hey, the referee saw Sean trip him and decided to do nothing. And still is deciding to do nothing, and, well, anyway. All right. Double super kick. Not exactly an enthusiastic super kick, but... We'll take it.
It really wasn't, but that's okay.
Time for the rocket launcher. Oh, no. No, it's not. Wow. Shawn Michaels fell 15 feet, Roddy Piper says.
Really?
He fell 15 feet, yeah.
You would think with all those matches Hot Rod wrestled, he would know the basic dimensions of a ring.
You would think. Oh, here we go. Oh, the slingshot into a chop. Ah. Oh, we like it. Okay, sound the mark. Here we go. Back. Oh, come on. I think Abby's going to turn him over for a Boston Crab. No. Oh, look at that. Marty Jannetty with the sunset flip on Pat Tanaka. I'm not sure that was an actual three count, but who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
That worked, though.
Look at the fans going nuts.
Yeah, crowd was a little bit easier, I guess.
Yeah.
You didn't have 3 hours every Monday night of main event match. Yeah.
Watching these with you, Pat, that is what always strikes me is just how into everything the fans are.
Mm-hmm. That's the great part of this, I think.
Yeah.
And of course, in 2020, you're just happy that they have fans. So.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. Sean Mooney is standing by with a Macho King Randy Savage here. Why is there a picture of the Los Angeles Coliseum? Oh, because it's an ad for WrestleMania 7, a shot of the Coliseum that was hanging on the wall.
Ah, yes.
Okay, so the closed captioning says that Randy saying he's the greatest World Wrestling Entertainment champion ever, which he didn't. That's not what he said. All right. Now, nobody explained how Sergeant Slaughter is the number one contender for the title, but okay.
Well, there was a war going on, so I'm pretty sure that's all it took.
Right. Because at the previous pay-per-view, I seem to remember him getting pinned by Tito Santana. And, Queen Sherry is going to, on her way to ringside. All right. To watch the Ultimate Warrior be a fool. Wait. What is going on? Why is... Mean Gene is going to interview Sensational Queen Sherry. And who doesn't love Sensational Queen Sherry?
I loved Sherry when I was a 15-year-old boy at this time.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Everybody was all crazy about Elizabeth, and I got it. But, you know... Sherry was just,
you,
I don't know.
You
man.
Need that other, you need that opposition there.
Yeah.
You can't have.
I guess Sherry was the yang.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm. Okay. So yeah. Allegedly Sergeant Slaughter promised Randy Savage that if he wins the title tonight, he'll give Randy Savage a title shot. Okay. That's good. So now Sherry wants the Ultimate Warrior to promise the same thing.
Mm hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. Ultimate Warrior is a brave and honorable man. sure. Well, his character is a brave and honorable man. So.
Yeah. I'm starting to remember this interview now. Like,
Yes.
Doesn't Sherry drop to her
yes.
knees? Isn't it kind of, yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Spoilers can, but yeah.
Sorry. Well, that's just a few seconds from now.
No.
I'm not going to spoil anything about Cobra Kai for anyone.
Oh, thank you.
I promise, right. Yeah.
Is the Ultimate Warrior an honorable man? All right. Okay, sure. Come on. Yep, so we got war. So they've set the table for this. Randy's watching the locker room. Sherry's making the challenge. Okay. Now, why is Warrior going to bother coming out? You know, the night, but I mean, right. I mean, we're like an hour away from the title match.
Yeah.
Oh, he said Ultimate Warrior's yellow. Oh, no. And really, he's more of an orange, a burnt orange.
He really is, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you come on out here, Warrior? Okay. Oh, and there's Warriors music. This is when it was really simple to make a theme song.
Really was.
Dun, 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 dun. What the heck is the Ultimate Warrior have a star? Oh, yeah, American flag jacket. Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course, because the war.
Oh, the war. There we go. He's wearing the red, white, and blue. The champ is. Yep. What about it, Warrior? Okay, there he is. Warrior Q Warrior Esquire. Your WWF champion. Oh, man. Look at that acting.
He's absolutely fantastic, isn't he?
He is great. I mean, at the time, yeah. Just all, you know, just incredibly nonsensical interviews. Big muscles. Yeah.
You know what? The most important thing was he leaned into his character fully, if you know what I mean.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He never looked like he was embarrassed to be there, even though he clearly should have been.
Right. You know, I've looked at you for a long time, Warrior. Those great big beautiful hazel eyes. Oh, man. That's some dialogue here. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're expecting, to quote Scott Hall, cue the porno music. I mean, come on.
No kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure Sherry's not there to deliver a pizza?
Huh.
I don't know. Okay, Warrior. Yeah, don't move or anything, you know. Yikes. All right. Oh, and your hair. Oh, I love the mullet. Yes. I've often wondered what it would be like seeing the Warrior with his wind through his hair. Okay. Are you an honorable man, Warrior? Yes. Yes, so will you give the Macho Man a title match? Now, of course, if you're actually following the business, you know that Randy Savage has had like 60 title matches in the past 60 days, but okay.
Yeah, of course he has. Around the horn and everything.
Yeah. What's it going to... Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
He would not accept the kiss. That's the most thrilling thing that's ever happened to Sherry. Yeah. At least she's trying to act.
How many teeth does the Ultimate Warrior have in his mouth?
I don't know.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
There we have it.
Yeah, guys are like, yeah!
I thought this was family-friendly entertainment.
Well, it is. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. She's on her knees begging for that's got to be mm-hmm. what it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Warrior thinks this is family-friendly entertainment as well, obviously.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
What is he?
He's smelling her. Just say yes to me.
I never wanted to see the Ultimate Warrior sniffing his own finger.
No, I don't. Oh, no. Well, I'm guessing that's a no. Yeah, that's a no.
Oh, yeah. You hate to see that.
Oh.
You hate to see that.
Yeah. Oh, la, la, la. Okay, there we go. All right, he's all set. The Warrior says no. Oh, Randy Savage not happy. Oh, man. He's enraged. Getting out of the locker room. I like how he has a dressing room. You know, he has a dressing room, but you don't like as you go down the hall, you don't see a sticker on the door that says Shane Douglas's dressing room or Paul Roma's.
Right.
No, well, that's fine.
If anybody deserves his own dressing room, it's Shane Douglas.
Oh, there we go. All right. Yep. Does that jacket and those pants match? I guess, kinda.
Kinda.
It's like they're different shades, though.
Yeah, one is kind of orange and one is kind of pink.
Medusa's got nothing on this gal, said Roddy Piper. Okay, I didn't know we were allowed to mention the other. All right, here we go. This is our final match of this episode, or our anniversary episode. There he is, the Barbarian. Ah, yes. And that's quite an outfit.
That is quite an outfit. A lot of fur.
Whenever guys get a WWF outfit, no matter how stupid it is, they wear it for the next 5 or 6 years after they leave.
Well, yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Here's the Big Boss Man.
Boss Man looks terrific.
Oh yeah, he's slender. He's
mean, my goodness.
He doesn't look 337 pounds, which is what they introduced him as. Now
he does not.
He's after, but yeah. So the storyline is that Boss Man. Let's see. Okay, so it was the feud was Boss Man and Rick Rude. Heenan was making remarks about the Boss Man's mom. Let's see.
That's right.
Well, they announced that Rude was suspended, but Rude was fired because they were arguing over money. Mm. And but Boss Man started going through, all of he'd get matches with Heenan, he'd go through Heenan's guys, and the goal was to get him to WrestleMania so he could fight Mr. Perfect, which happened at WrestleMania 7. I know we did that episode at some point.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Yep. All right, I don't know which referee that is, but yeah. Well, that's Larry Bud Melman in the background. It looks like him.
It really did, didn't it?
I could have been. I don't know. Mm. All right.
I was going to say, there probably wasn't a David Letterman taping going on at the time of this pay-per-view. Yeah, so that could have been Larry Saturday, Bud Melman.
Yeah. They probably would have given him good seats.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, here we go. So we got our match. Boss Man, Barbarian. Main event in any... they both can work. And the fans are chanting for a Weasel. Yes. Well, that Anthony Michael Hall wannabe there was very, very enthusiastic. Okay. All right. Okay. Here we go.
My goodness, look at Barbarian. Boss Man's,
yeah. Oh, it's just great.
Just nothing on that guy is lacking. You see a lot of guys with the big upper bodies, but they don't have the legs.
Yep.
That is not a problem with Barbarian.
Yep. In tremendous shape. They're pretty sure he's still in tremendous shape.
Not surprised. Last time I saw Warlord looks terrific.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah. And down goes Barbarian.
How quickly Boss Man moves. My gosh.
He's just on a roll here. He turned babyface. He spent like the past 9 months going, he's lost a bunch of weight. Oh, nope. Look at that. There we go. And, oh, geez, Barbarian's taking it.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have seen a hole in the crotch of Boss Man's pants. I'm not positive, but I think I might have. I'm just letting you know, folks.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. But
you see what happens? Jim Valley misses a couple of weeks, and this is the kind of analysis you're stuck with.
Well, we should be getting a fashion report on the fans at ringside. That's what Jim specializes in.
Yeah, that's what Jim usually does. Yeah. That's right. Very true.
1991, it's 1991 and it's Miami. You're not getting a whole lot of surprises there.
No. What do you think most of the women in the stadium tonight were named? Would it be Jessica?
Oh, yeah, a lot of some Jennifers, obviously.
Oh yeah, tons of Jennifers.
Definitely some Heathers.
Yep.
This is like the golden age of Heathers. And, of course, as Pauly Shore would say, you know, a lot of Lisas.
Yeah.
Anytime you get to see a pack of hot girls, just say, hey, Lisa, and one of them's going to answer you. Yeah. That was the age. Yeah. How you know my name?
Oh, Pauly Shore.
Ah, yes. This was the age of Pauly Shore, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah. All right, that's an outfit by Heenan.
Yeah. Heck of an outfit on the Barbarian. Yeah. Do you know who you won't see wearing the fur and the skins of dead animals?
You?
That would be Ken. Of
Ken and Tex Peck Care. That's right.
Of Bangor, Maine.
That's right. KENANDTEK.com. Yes, because Ken respects and loves all animals. And yep. Seriously, Ken, your clientele, I know mostly dogs and cats, but other...
Primarily dogs and cats, yeah. I have taken
what
care
others?
Of...
Yeah.
There have been some reptiles that I've cared for. Recently, there were some hens and chickens I was checking in on.
Chickens?
I've done some pet sitting and house sitting at a couple of farms as well. So there have been some ducks and some other things. I'm an equal opportunity pet caregiver, to be sure. But yeah, primarily what I do is walking dogs and overnight pet sitting with dogs and cats. But you know, I'll do pretty much anything I can within my skill set to help people out and hopefully make their lives a little bit less stressful, so that when they're gone during the way they they know their dog's in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
When they're away for several days at a time, they know that their extended family, their furry family is in good hands with me. So KENANDTEK, KenandTech.com. Find us on Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook.
Wonderful pictures
up.
Of all the animals that Ken takes care of on Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely. I don't spam you with promotional offers. I don't try to cross promote other businesses or anything like that. It's just pictures of my clients, and seriously, every single one of my clients are just beautiful and adorable in their own way. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Beautiful animals. All right, so the boss man, he's gotten taken down, got thrown in the post, and yep. Just think of that. And the boss man gets kicked in the I guess it was supposed to be the kidneys by Bobby Heenan.
Yeah, I guess kind of.
Oh man! All right, there we go. That fan is really motivated there. They need to bring back those WWF trucker hats.
I'm not sure that they do.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think those would sell?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. And, oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but that's, Barbarian, anytime you need, like, a monster, you know, a monster heel, you can dust off Barbarian for a match, yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
On the topic of trucker hats, do hipsters wear trucker hats? Like, is that a thing?
I am not a hipster.
Okay, because I
do see a couple guys who look like they're wearing red baseball caps with writing on them, though.
I'm sure that you do.
I mean, well, look, but I don't know what the writing is. This is not high definition here, but...
No, it certainly is not, is it?
Yeah. But it is Florida, so it's plausible, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, yes, as Skrull and Brody are explaining, this will suck all the oxygen right out of you, you know, having that bear hug. There we go. All right, boss man's fighting back. Oh, there's somebody, let's see. There was somebody with a polka-dotted shirt in there, but obviously a big Dusty Rhodes fan.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes.
The American dream, baby.
That's right. Oh, there we go. There we go. There's a lady Jim would have liked to know in that jean jacket there.
I was thinking a very similar thought. Mm-hmm. Was Dusty Rhodes had he come and gone at this point already?
This is wrapping up. Dusty at this point has already been introduced as the new booker for WCW, so everybody knows he's done. Everybody knows he's done after this show. I mean, everybody who follows the business. But,
right, of course. Yeah.
But it's really not a surprise that, Vince McMahon's like, they want to bring Dusty back to book? Yeah, okay, I'll let him go.
Right. Yeah, he clearly wasn't too concerned.
No, right? He didn't feel the guy was a threat.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. This is Bear Hug. Yep. All right, yeah. Oh no! The boss man needs to get in there and break up that bear hug. Nope. One. Two. Oh, this is it. Oh well, see, he switched arms and checked the other arm, and the other arm was fine. That's good.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's just lousy officiating.
Well, can't all be good officials? They wouldn't be working in wrestling.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, he bit him. He's biting the barbarian. Oh, my goodness. You can't bite the barbarian. Well, I guess you can, but... Ah. Okay. Okay. Nope. Oh, yes. Enziguri by the big boss man. Outstanding.
Seriously, I was blown away by Pat Tanaka earlier, and I'm just thoroughly impressed by Boss Man watching this.
Right.
I had no memory of either one of those guys being just this dynamic, quite frankly.
I mean, everybody, this is the era. Everybody's got the experience working in front of crowds, and, that's not always the case these days.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, Boss Man was just a guy that, he was a guy that they brought in to, to Techwood Drive in Atlanta to be one of the jobbers for World Championship Wrestling. And, I think Dusty and Ole Anderson pulled him out and said, nobody, I think we can come up with something else for you. Big as he is and as well as he moved,
Yeah, seriously. And from everything that I've heard, just a terrific guy too. Like
had his model employee, had his demons, obviously, sure. Everybody loved him. Everybody loved Ray Traylor, and guys loved to work him.
He was one of Hogan's favorite.
Hogan had good matches with him, including one on Saturday Night's Main Event, which we haven't seen, but. Three, four, come on.
Oh, is that the cage match with the big...
Oh, yeah, the cage match,
Had the big suplex
big
in
spot,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had already done the cage match around the horn, so they practiced it enough.
Right,
Here we go. Up, Barbarian's back. He's going to go, Barbarian, known for his top rope work.
What I was thinking. This is
he hit it.
All right.
This is Barbarian hitting a top rope clothesline. Oh, no.
It wasn't the diving Hurricane Rana I predicted, but.
Well, no. That's okay.
Yeah.
Nuts. Okay. There we go. That's okay. Barbarian's going to finish it, I'm sure.
Sure that he is.
Ooh, Boss Man Slam.
That's a big dude. He just got up in the air.
Except it really looked like Barbarian jumped right into it. So.
Yeah, I suppose it did, didn't it?
Yeah, but either one of them could have made it look good. He got his hand under the rope.
Did he?
He got his hand to the bottom rope. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, I mean, and Gorilla is saying all he has to do is touch the bottom rope. He doesn't have to grab it, even. I didn't.
Here comes the Tiger Driver.
Nope. Oh, gosh.
Oh my God, what was that?
I thought he was going for a pile driver. Bossman said, like, going, what was that? That's the chiropractor special. Oh man. Yeah. Barbarian just invented a new finisher, kids.
Yeah. Please don't try that at home.
No, I don't think you should.
Whatever you do, good God. Your neighbors will mock you for such a bad looking pile.
Oh, it's a crossbody off the top rope by
my God.
They did the crossbody off the top and the roll through.
They totally did.
And the boss man's your winner, kids. Wow. Bobby Heenan's running away. There's the boss man. All right, folks.
Stick.
You got a big stick, a ball and chain, too. Well, actually, didn't bring the ball and chain.
Pat, I got a question.
Yes.
Did you ever take a trip to Cobb County, Georgia?
No, I can't say that I have. I might have driven past it or through it to get to somewhere else, but that's, no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I drove through that at some point. But...
although, yeah, I mean, the Cobb County Civic Center in Marietta, Georgia is, it was a, yeah, they did a lot of WCW tapings back in the day.
I'm sure they did.
Man, yep. Oh, look at that. All right, Sean Mooney is standing by. We're going to have interviews about the match we're going to see next week. The match we've been teasing for this entire first hour.
Mm-hmm.
There's a challenger, Sergeant Slaughter, and General Adnan.
Yeah.
Who legitimately Saddam Hussein's cousin.
Was he really?
That's not a joke, no. Oh, yes. No, no. Yep. Saddam Hussein's cousin and former WWF Tag Team Champion Billy White Wolf.
Hmm.
It's quite – you should – yeah, I know I reviewed his autobiography in The Torch a long time ago, but you should get it if you can find it. Okay.
Is it like Gary Hart's book where it's going to cost you $4,000 to order or something like that?
I don't know about that. I don't know about $4,000. I don't know if I'm – yeah, but I don't know how many copies are still in print, though.
Right.
It's an amazing story. So, you know, he went back to Iraq. He's wrestling, and he went back to Iraq, and Saddam Hussein, is, you know, his cousin, made him a minister, and in part he was responsible for putting on wrestling shows in, like, Baghdad.
That is unbelievable to
me. It is incredible.
Crazy to me.
Yeah, remind me. We'll talk about that next week here.
Yeah.
Because I got to go pull it up. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, Sarge is going to defeat the Ultimate Warrior. He's got his turban on.
That's really all the people need to know.
That's right. Yes. We're going to see Turmoil. Sean Mooney always got stuck interviewing the heels.
Yeah, he really did, didn't he?
Yeah.
He ought to start his own podcast someday.
Yeah, he can tell us all about it. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Should have gotten Sean. Sean's a good guy. He's had a sense of humor about this. He did local news, I think, for forever after leaving the WWF. Yeah,
at least he stayed employed.
Right. And I want to say he played his own evil twin brother, Ian Mooney.
For real?
On WWF television, yeah.
No kidding.
I think there was an Ian Mooney. I'm going to have to do the research.
That.
You don't? Okay, well,
no,
you're probably better off.
Sounds like all right.
War Ultimate Warrior. He looks like a mom and apple pie in the United States right there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I am the warrior.
And Christmas tree lights for nipples.
Yeah. There's a reason why Rock had surgery to get rid of those. You know? Yeah. Jeez, he looks
jacked?
Just a bit. Well, I mean, he's not the warrior if he's not jacked.
That's very true.
And he's not in the warrior if he's not ranting about something and sounds completely out of his mind. At least he's talking about the match, and it's not like when he had his website and he'd go off on these tangents.
Huh. I never heard about a Ultimate Warrior tangent.
Yeah, there were a few of them.
Yeah, there certainly were.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's a but like when he talked about how happy he was Bobby Heenan was dying of cancer. So, you know,
just reprehensible.
Yeah, that's pretty low, and that's I think that's somewhere in his top five. So of course WCW brought him back to fight Hogan, and then, well, yeah. Anyway, there you go. All right, that's a good stopping point for this week. 55 minutes and 38 seconds, and we're getting ready for the championship match, which will be on next week's program.
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
For over 10 years, Shane Hurricane Helms has been a pioneer in the podcast game. And now, the Creative Control Network proudly brings to you the record-breaking, history-making, longest-reigning, most entertaining cruiserweight champion of all time, Shane Hurricane Helms, and the Highway to Helms podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever your favorite podcast may be, you'll find me, Shane Hurricane Helms. And if you don't know, Google me. Biatch!
We would like to thank Gregoire Lourmet for the use of his track, Run Faster, Jump Higher. You can hear all of his work at Jamendo.com or on his website, musicepique.com, MUSIQUE-EPIQUE.com.
Ken, that's that's some amazing stuff. Weird, wild stuff. Oh, my goodness. All right. And some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you're its only seed.
It's a heart afraid of breaking that never learns to dance. It's a dream afraid of waking that never takes a chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot seem to give. And the soul afraid of dying that never learns to live.
When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed that with the sun's love in the spring becomes the rose. Okay, that's perfect. That's an honor of Buddy. That's an honor of Playboy Buddy Rose. There you go, Jim's favorite Portland wrestler.
There you go.
All right, we're never doing that again. We'll insert whatever we need to insert here, then we'll just go to... And, of course, if you would like to know more about Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty, the Big Boss Man, the Barbarian, or Mr. Fuji, you can visit pwtorch.com, f4wonline.com, or the Wrestling Observer website. And, of course, you could head down to your local library if it wasn't closed. Jim or Ken, your line.
Let me interject another line first. Jim Valley, get better, buddy. Come back. I suck at your job.
I'm just keeping your
seat warm.
Well, you are just keeping his seat warm, but you do not suck at his job. You're doing a fine job.
Well, fair enough. But so I will say next week, same way back time, same playback channel.
Let's see. Oh, the part I'm supposed to read. Visit us on Twitter. I'm at Real Pat McNeil, MCNEILL. He is at Jim Valley. Ken is at Ken and Tech. He doesn't want you to visit him on Twitter. He wants you to visit his Facebook or Instagram. Don't forget, go on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you download this from, and be sure to leave a 5, 6, or 7-star review in honor of AEW All Out for the program. We would really appreciate it. And we're at facebook.com/WaybackPlaybackPodcasts, although actually we've been kind of busy and haven't done much there, but that's where the people are congregating. And of course, we have a, September continues, and we have, we start a new season with major shows going on here. So next week, we get the Warrior and Sergeant Slaughter. But until then, yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and next week is another episode. Good night, everybody.